Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France.
You know, they do want, I think, diversity in
on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Our hopes and prayers, Joe, our thoughts and prayers at your time of sorrow. Our prayers go with you. We pray on you.
F7 to Central, there's a...
And his daughter...
25
What about Margaret Truman?
There's a fire in the basement. A lot of smoke's coming out of the ventilator.
Then, Bess Truman. The best of all the Trumans. Give 'em hell.
Dewey wow, we're in the Truman. 60s already. Oh, how'd that happen?
That would be great.
You'd get a big kiss and a pat on the back and...
And a certificate.
They'd send us out the door and say, go at it, boys.
With a little frame from Aaron Brothers.
Yeah, we'd get a little certificate. We'd probably get a T-shirt.
Wow, a T-shirt. Okay. And a little, little car.
Thank you note.
A little radio-controlled car would be cool.
Yeah.
But you've got the little radio-controlled flying.
I know. See, those should be the premiums for this show. If you subscribe to this show.
I think we should have a premium for the show.
You would get a radio-controlled helicopter with a camera.
Fun is not an option.
Is that supposed to be your little model helicopter thing?
Uh-uh.
Well, is that supposed to be your little flying...
This
your little flying...
That's the that's
drone
the
thing.
It has been since the very beginning. Because we went up to Tule Lake, Dr. Hal and I, and we saw the...
Yep,
what's left of a concentration camp that occurred. It's not actually... It's an internment camp.
K-Rob was there.
Tule Lake Monks.
But certainly
they were. Somebody was probably concentrating.
And the farm machinery was sinking into the ground.
Terrible thing. That's in a museum.
Terrible thing.
Tule Lake Museum.
Such good farm machinery. Lost.
Lost. That, you know, I went out to a friend's farm in Sulphur Springs, Texas, and littering ground were beautiful, burnished old tractor seats and giant metal spars and huge, heavy gears. Really neat stuff. It would sell for a lot in California.
Sir!
That's okay, go ahead. I said, you know, this stuff would be gone in a second in California. Except at Bodie, where you can still walk around in a big field and trip over a gigantic ranch.
The bad men from Bodie.
Yeah, but most of the people were bad there. For instance, one prostitute married the only butcher in town. And then the ladies of the town wouldn't ever speak to her. So he closed up the only butcher shop there and moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, where they had plenty of butcher paper.
Smarter than the average bear.
I was walking down the street on the way to the show, and I passed the place that had a sign that seemed to say vegan butcher or butcher vegan. I just can't imagine how that is accomplished, but it's right out there on University. And
kill me some
at this time, on this historic occasion, I am asked to give to you this package, which is from Lies. And he would be gratifying if you would actually open it and experience its contents, which I am ignorant of.
Right, thank you.
On the on the spot, on the situation, on the show, and watch your reaction. So that is an option. What can I say?
There we go. Did we do it in time? We did. But I hate these old stupid ones. I'm going to have to go learn how to steal the new ones.
Steal this radio station.
finish. Check out my combo.
Combo, what a wonderful word.
Music nuggets to dream by.
Little fried nuggets of music in your mind.
Yes, from Nuggets, California, capital of the cream of the music scene here
in Golden
State.
Well, now, speaking of pretty girls and all, we just happen to have a kid back here that check up the king.
King size, family size, and new economy size.
That is just...
I dub thee Sir Last-A-Lot. Because your family will not need to buy another one of these. But buy two.
Get him a coffee.
Get some sleep.
Oh, okay.
He's right.
Okay.
Get the word of a criminal.
Get your coffee yet?
Why is everybody asking me that?
Cough.
Coffee. Station. Oh, can't do that. 555. No.
Please go to the pink and white tent hospital as soon as possible.
It's against all broadcast regulations. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm not allowed. Ask something else. Jimmy Carter peanut butter rolling across the land. In an oozy, nutty blob.
George
here
Bush.
And there on hand.
I do not like the George Bush.
Jimmy Carter's peanut butter really ought to be the peanut butter of your family.
Dino De Laurentiis.
Carlo Rambaldi.
See, they didn't say it. Couldn't bring themselves to say it. They stopped it at Barack Obama. See what Mr. Greedy.
I'm quite curious to know why he would do such a thing. So please show it to me when you open it up so I can see.
A virus from the moon.
And, well, you know, the way Mr. Mavridis thinks and so on. He's opening the package, folks. He's penetrating to the core. A beautiful wrap job, too.
Is it a crank gift?
Oh, what? That's a great box.
It's the one USM-447 show drone.
Is there one in the box there?
From General Atomics.
Oh, boy. Excellent. Well, I guess now you're really going to put this thing on a firm footing.
General Atomics isn't messing around.
Yeah,
no, it's like writing to the Acme Corporation.
So now I have to go through the radioactively sealed tape. But I don't want to hurt the show drone.
No, don't penetrate the gas canister.
As usual, these government...
Those things usually have security protocols where you can open them.
I think it's got a little riff that's almost... Let's see, what can I...
Now, where did he come up with that?
I'm going to go put on a radiological suit.
Yeah, I think that thing is hot. It's radiating over there. Look, that's like a rainbow there. That must be fairly radioactive. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America.
Okay, I have a minute.
I had a PHF reading for Randy Gretchen.
Check it. Bias A of plus one. Spin back. Got a little.
I can't take my eyes off the mood lamp.
You have a mood as long as you're staring at it.
No, it's doing this purple thing, but the edges are really blue.
That checks out here.
You don't think it's worth it?
To do the show? No.
You don't think it's worth it?
Oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, fairly well. I need new glasses, but...
So you want to have a box full of Apollo stuff in the car.
Apollo?
Yeah, from the set of the movie where they go to the moon.
And, oh, they're not going to sacrifice to Apollo.
So you just go get the right tool for the right...
427 Echo to Central.
That has to be done by daytime. And...
What so proudly
super
we
super sealed.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
Twilight's last gleaming, yes.
Everett, we hardly knew ye.
Broad stripes, bright stars.
Maybe you're not supposed to get in here.
Through the perilous fight.
We can see the man Otto Meyer now.
Where the hamsters were splashed. Ramparts were wrenched? Watched. And ramparts were what? Where the ramparts were... Hot? No, that can't be.
I'll have that with a fried egg on it.
K-R-A-Z-Y on the bop of your dial in Cool Town, USA.
Now
and
that's
today
a station
we have the gallinest, craziest cat in the world as our guest.
Septic tank out back.
No, really.
There ought to be someone else.
He has a higher position.
For all this, anyway, what's going on here?
The show went to the moon and found some really high grade ore. We got the idea from a movie, a really good movie. All right, I went to see it last night.
Moon Rainbow, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I pulled it out the other night and was watching just because the pacing and the speaking is so great. Because she reads up to everything. So it's just like, oh, yes. It's like 15 minutes go by. There's a great movie. 11 minutes go by.
Yeah.
You don't have to do much. Just
well, and it's the Doris Mishman editing style of, you know, like, film the reactions to the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know who's, like, wins, I think, the best one for that is Blaze Star Goes Nudist. It's like all of her, like, eye flare bits and, like, all of her reacting to the words and stuff. Those are the best, like, shots of, like, you know, the dialogue is over here. And I'm, like, assimilating in the work.
I don't think I've seen that in a long time, so. Because the one with Chesty Morgan,
Where that the Spy series?
Remember, yeah.
Those are really sad. She just looks so sad as a human being.
Yeah.
In the shots. They really kind of creep me out.
Yeah, and like the veneer of the 60s was kind of gone, you know. It's like,
yeah, it's just like this is filmed at Jack Ruby's place. You know, it's so sleazy feeling. Not exactly sleazy, just really sad. Like she's looking at the end of her time, or I don't know what she's thinking, but they don't have like Nudes on the Moon where you want to move there, you know?
Yeah.
Because the moon maids are so great.
Yeah.
Dancing in diapers all the time.
Well, that's the thing. The Blaze Star goes nudist. It's like the nudist camp has a lot of those kinds of like, look over here, you know, and then there'd be like activities and stuff.
Right. They're called cutaways. On the moon. And you look at the pretty moon gals and their pipe cleaner antennae, and you think to yourself, they're sitting on really sharp coral. They must be amazing ways to handle pain when you can eat candy bar wrappers and sit on raw coral.
Yeah. Well, they just don't know the earth ways.
They have a special wand that knocks you out. Just they touch you on the head, and the next thing you know is you kind of go to show land.
Yeah. That's probably where the Vulcan neck pinch came from.
Yeah.
Probably looked at that and went, hey, we need like a little stunning device. Yeah.
Yeah. Nude on the Moon. And the thing, everything's great. I mean, every single frame of that movie, even the theme song that has a title card that does nothing for the 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes this song is on. No letters appear, but obviously some should appear.
Yeah.
It's just the greatest.
I should use that. Like just that, like loop of the running, you know, title
running
card
dogs.
Without a title. Yeah, it's just like a star thing, you know. So that would be a, you know, like a.
You mean a Starbase Luigi?
I'm pasta for you, my little angel hair pasta.
Queen bee.
Calling Queen Bee. Calling spacecraft Queen Bee.
And if I ever went to prison, it would be for something big.
The ramparts were scorched, or so gallantly steaming.
Wow.
What did you get into the box? Oh, look at the show drone.
drone.
How about that?
Goodness.
Well, that is really a piece
of
equipment here.
I'm supposed to eat the paper.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, save the box. It's collectible. And so that's what it was. Folks, puzzling evidence was given a show drone.
Yeah.
And
a USM-147 show drone.
One USM-44-7 show drone.
See, from General Atomics.
From General Atomics, that's right. Well, a kid can throw rocks at it, but I doubt if he can do anything.
Many cases.
Is that used to, like, decommission nuclear power plants?
I think so.
One atom at a time.
Any standoff kind of...
hard to find the storage tanks to store all the dirty water. Oh, don't crumple up the instructions.
That's some big fire.
We've been told we've heard all the tapes, and I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Hmm. Okay.
No reason.
Well, okay. We're still listening to them.
Once we've heard them, they will make our decision.
That's right. They'll become part and parcel of our presentation.
Oh, how beautiful. As we dance around with the entire Berkeley area. It's interesting because there's no remote and there's no stand.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
So it just flies around like a human. It just does what it wants.
Excellent.
We'll have to see.
Stage left.
With our little show drone.
That thing's flying around like some kind of gigantic insect.
Insect. That's just sick. Okay, we just have a cue mark there for the almost the end of the show.
It's a coming up fast. Yes, we can't keep this up forever. Like the show drone, the show itself will have to land and soon. But for now, look at it bob and weave.
Show drone's real thing.
Yeah, somebody should have taken a picture. Can still take a picture.
Can still. Will and, well, it's in the
for
air.
For this historic right occasion.
Can that show drone do something about the flies in
but
my, in my studio room here?
Really?
Warrant you holding
yes.
it up for this many hours.
Ain't no flies on Jesus.
You knew about the flies in this computer?
I don't know why there are flies in here.
This was a touchscreen until recently. Then flies were landing on it.
I don't feel at all well.
And causing shows to do all kinds of funny things.
Is that why that's why in your part of the studio they have the fly stick on
the hippie temptation.
Fly yeah. trap. That
but they have names, Hal.
Oh, well, yes, there's little Mortimer there, and with his thorax stuck at the top. That's,
to be very high.
George.
And, yeah.
What about the fake ones?
Those, I can't understand why they have a bunch of phony flies up there, as well as actual fly corpses. Brought all the way from Fly Ranch, Nevada.
Anyway, it's a fly problem over in the room I'm in.
And they really just ought to... You know, zip it up.
But since
oh, look, the show drone lights up.
Wow.
And look, it flies. Oh, there it goes. It's up there, folks. It's up near the ceiling, whirling around, and it's all colors.
Take that, flies.
Green and blue. Yeah, it might. Whoa. It's zapping around the control room, folks.
Wow.
And it's near the fly strip, too.
What if it gets caught in a fly strip?
It would be awful. It would be besmeared with the foul corpses of flies.
Wow.
Uh-oh, it landed rather hard there.
I don't think those flies have a chance against that thing.
For many, the price of taking the shortcut to discovery...
They control it.
Is there a remote control, or does it just fly around on its own?
It has a mission. It's pre-programmed.
That was wild.
That was incredible. Yay! The flying show drone.
I think you can control it by...
telepathy?
By you, by
it says this is uncontrollable.
Oh, yeah.
It's a force of nature.
Wait, I can see the future. That might be it for the charge.
Beaker, 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 beaker.
Turn them on central without drones.
Well, unplug everything in the studio if you can charge that.
How do you charge it? Do you have a charging cord?
Yeah, there's a little charging cord. Everybody's got one.
And well,
I think you control it maybe a little bit by holding the ball of air that it produces.
Charge smartphone and kind of I go steer home. It,
but
so the
you mean by
30
seconds? Putting your hands near the blades? Is that what you're saying?
No, near its little round butt.
Must remember.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm using the air, the column of air. I realize if I could do this, I could kind of shape it, but it's really meant to go up and hit the ceiling.
Oh, excuse me.
It had a lot of more gumption than I expected.
Yeah, and it's usually draining a lot of battery power because it's got flashing lights and twirling propellers.
It can terrify us without using all its power.
The glitter and the attraction of the bright and bold and noisy.
And when it went up, was more than bright and bold. It was spectacular.
Oh, yes.
And it will fly again, I'm sure. And speaking
at
of flies,
level,
maybe we could take those fly strips down. They've got to be swarming with virulent bacteria.
And we should take them down?
Well, they're in our space here, man. There's
man.
A dead fly thing.
Well, you want live flies coming to this room over here.
No, thank you. I think I've seen enough of our friend, the common fly. Yes.
Here we are at the little fly funeral.
Oh, that is too bad, but plenty more where they come from.
That's why this place is filling up fast.
They'll call it Cobweb Hotel. The Lord in his wisdom made the fly and then forgot to tell us why.
In the series Absolutely Fabulous, there's a small running joke about one of the characters thinking that maybe in the movie The Fly that really did happen and Jeff Goldblum is out there somewhere as half fly.
That's been covered up though by
the cover up.
Yeah, right. Remember, it's not the crime, it's the cover up. So
did Tom Hanks really go to the moon? He does everything. He goes to the moon, then he comes here and saves people in ships and planes.
He didn't go to the moon, but it's of interest to notice that in his movie, he was in the Vomit Comet. They build a set in the Vomit Comet.
Oh, yeah.
And so they really are in the microgravity.
Von Braun.
So are all the camera people, sound
people. Yes.
Director.
Can't have been that easy to do, but that was a fun thing Corlo. For them.
And then, you could end the mic cut. It would you'd show the crash of the Vomit Comet, and then he crawls up on the island where he is for
Corlo.
Yes, with only a ball for company.
And that ball is a show drone.
Spalding? Oh, well. So you're out of power, you can't fly her again.
No, it's charging, but I have a bad feeling the battery might be really tiny. Mm. It's so light.
That's all right.
And it has a lot of mechanical stuff.
Fun to watch it go up there.
Yeah.
It's really something. Too bad we could not film the flight of the show drone.
Well, I'm thinking of bring both drones and shoot with the other little tiny drone.
Drone to drone combat.
The first drone.
Yes, the first drone could take a picture of the second drone, and the second drone could snap the first drone in two as they battle above our heads.
Again and again and again.
I'm glad
Amazon takes over the Amazon with drones.
Hundreds and thousands. Well, actually, at Burning Man, I think it was a few years ago, they had a spectacular launch of 10 godzillion drones, all with lights on, went up and up and up. You know, we watched, and some people said, is that all there is? And then a huge cloud appeared behind that that filled the entire sky. Where did they all go? They must have landed somewhere.
Eight years ago by President Kennedy.
He's still sad about that.
That's stupid, Bob.
Stupid. Right.
Even besides, this is the best show.
We're on the best show.
You know
show.
What?
Yeah,
that's right. This is the best show. That's just a Johnny Come Lately struggles to be like
this
show.
To the 1800s
show.
Great Man Theory, where, you know, the great shows. Each show is so great that I almost broke my arm back slapping the other shows.
That's, yeah, because your magnanimity is so large.
Yeah, my greatness is just a little bit bigger than their greatness.
Right. And your greatness has the potential then to elevate others to a level of greatness.
See, folks, how this works? It's unbelievably great, this show. And then you, by listening to it, become even more unbelievably great.
And you'll learn what makes America great.
I love you, America.
Comes up and help him!
There he is. He's still there.
A picture. From right next to it.
I can get it back.
I'd like this back, please.
Yes.
Just the perfect blend ship.
What?
Don't you know that more children are killed till it's too late?
Woman scream.
Now, what kind of product that actually is a
special mouse finger?
What is a product that actually is a thing that exists? That they'll go over it and not stop and eat it, and I can potentially get a sense of the flight plan.
Here's a little something. Just tell me what you want me. Comes off rapping all over.
One page left. One.
Smurf Those infestation. Guys. Yeah.
Smurf 6 is out this week.
Remember Stang's anti-Smurf sermon from years ago? Yeah. I still agree with it.
Yeah, well, it's all about that Smurfette. She causes a lot of problems.
She's the only female Smurf in the entire colony.
She's the chief
Smurfette, indeed.
Smurfette.
Why, I oughta.
Trial it sometime. Trial it.
Now just go to imsmurfette.com. Yes, that's what you shout at the belly dancers in their traditional culture.
My eyes, yes. Oh no.
My eyes, yes. As if your eyes had been blasted by the sight of so much feminine pulchritude.
It was so beauteous, it blew my mind.
Yes.
It was beatific.
Like hapless Semele.
And beautilicious.
Coming into the pork town.
When she appeared to flaming Jupiter.
Never. All the people are dancing in their hat and such fun. I wish
a snake scale. A snake dance.
Everybody hates you.
I hate you.
You have no purpose.
Nothing.
A snake scale.
You
a snake.
Kill yourself.
A snake dance.
Nothing you ever do is right. Everything you do is wrong. And I hate you.
You
a snake
drive everyone away.
A snake.
You
can't a snake
handle
dance
yourself. How can you really let somebody go when you love them?
You are just a pathetic woman.
How can you really let me go? You can never let me go. Are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of loving me? I am you. A siren. You are a failure. Because you let it happen. Because you knew.
Well, that's you all right, knew. Mama.
What are you afraid of?
9 years is the exact right amount of time to be
in a... you a question. Don't worry. Do not fret.
Stimulus regression programming. Starring...
That's stupid.
Drug that I'm on.
It has nothing to do with that.
They shut down the main power. They might not read our auxiliary.
Put him down!
What are you gonna do now?
Ghostbusters? I'm waiting for the bus. Yeah.
Renewed energy. Be able to leap up, leap the rainbows of the brooks, jump from rock to rock.
That's like that
climb
guy
effortlessly.
Why do you keep slapping yourself?
I'm just trying to stay awake.
Because it's fun when I stop.
Well, I didn't realize you were doing it too. You can quit it. I'll just do the slapping over here.
Yeah, if I'm going to slap myself, then...
And we hope we haven't injured, offended...
Listen to that interesting sound that caller
is
making.
That caller is crooning in sorrow because we've offended and injured. Yes, offended.
That's one of the strangest calls we've ever gotten.
Well, it's a call from very far away, picked up by our deep dish radio
antenna. Is that caller
singing
a very high note?
Recorded from the lesser Magellanic Cloud and the general celestial vicinity of the Crab Nebula. Readers of Pete Goldie's column will remember that the Crab Nebula is actually the remains of a disintegrated solar system.
And that's some of the hard-hitting news you hear on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
That's right, some hard-hitting...
We don't save anything.
Below-the-belt news stories.
We don't hold back.
We're pounding a news beat here at the Puzzling Evidence Show in the Bureau.
It helps a lot if you're small and can't defend yourself very well.
Like some dusty moth larva. Or a just-born, half-blind weasel.
No, do the other thing. Thanks, yeah.
Well, it's emblematic of the line in our minds. That line that we won't cross.
Don't
for
you
nobody.
Cross that line. Yeah.
Know-how.
But in order to get them, they have to chop them off an enormous lump, larger than a bathtub, larger than a refrigerator. This huge, quivering white cube.
Well, that's the price you pay.
It was terrifying to see that thing coming down the assembly line. What a sense of mortality.
Now, I'd like to watch them when they chop it. How do they chop it?
It's some kind of a machine that does it. They don't do it with a chopper, that's for sure.
Got some big guy there with a big old meat cleaver just hacking away.
Well, that would be wonderful. Those brawny arms are constantly at work. Yes, that would be a
meat cleaver in each hand, just whack, whack.
But it's not a meat cleaver. The stuff has a consistency less than cheese, you know. It's almost like a meringue. You have to cut it with certain finesse. And so high speed... It's forced, I think, through various gratings and, you know, it's just rendered down. It's chopped and made the optimum size. There's the larger size and the small size.
9 years is the exact right amount of time to be in a bad relationship.
The reason I'm calling is, if you have any garbage, would you mind putting it out now?
Happened. Both my watch and the car clock stopped at 5 after 3. I wonder why.
Puzzling evidence.
No, I've got a premonition.
Oh, don't be foolish. Come on.
Yes, you have. I have.
You're dead too?
I don't know. No radio, TV, even the wire services are cut.
Yes, I don't understand it. What's going on around here?
Or maybe it'll come to Puzzling Evidence, because he was there in those days, and he also had to listen to endless chatter about...
Sure, why not? As you will.
Because if you don't, if you go see Pacific Rim or Superman, you need to know about bullets.
Oh, it's a. Did I say it's No Sarah Link Man? It's 10.9.
Jim Porniatis and I are going to see Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters.
Loser K Rob.
Exactly.
With this.
Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters.
For the knob.
Is that a movie?
That is a movie. It's the second in the Percy Jackson series.
She probably does.
After Percy Jackson. Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The lightning.
On it. Make light surface.
It's the most technically accurate when it comes to the solar system sci-fi film I think I've ever saw, and it is horrible.
Are you cranking that right now?
Nose hair Linkland glowing there.
Okay, that's us. I'm going so I can review it. Jim's going because he likes those movies.
Evening, Wednesday
night. We're a perfect match.
Yes.
Storytellers.
Which means we're all in our 90s in a big bed.
Yeah. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
You guys killed the storytellers with the original crew there.
Oh, yeah. It took all of us. They were hard.
We strangled them with their own bedclothes.
It takes a village to kill the storytellers.
They would run in and pile up on them on the bed, and they couldn't breathe. So they couldn't do their show.
Oh, you enjoy having others seeing them in pain?
See?
Are they doing
last transmission they made.
Are they suffering now still?
Yeah. Yeah, because it goes out and radiates forever. So some part of the storytellers, the radio signal, will always be suffering as it goes out into space.
Good. Good.
I like what you've done here. Yes.
This must be the Hal Needs a Beer music.
Oh, we didn't do it last show. I'm so sorry. Yeah. That Friday show. That show had everything against it, and somehow it
was a turkey in the straw. That's what gets my beer.
I was going to say, what is the Hal Needs a Beer music?
I don't care. It's just we didn't have the props ready to
turkey
lower
in the straw
a half-drunk
now,
so beer down in
on its side.
Little,
it's got sweet, dripping beer.
Dripping beer. She has to then, pick up and wipe off of
a dirty napkin with a woman's phone number on it, but it's half smudged and gone.
There you go, Hal. From your friends.
Yeah, we should have done it because there was nothing on the table.
Yeah, I know. It was a
naked table.
Caesar, you made contact. We're not moving.
And Jim Fortianus, a large man, had a little tiny table to sit on.
I know. I don't know who to blame for this.
What a weird show.
I mean, I heard him say something about, that because his back was hurting him, he didn't want to, have to carry the thing, from the back.
Oh, that's a lie.
Which to me is, ask
fine.
Someone else. I mean,
no.
I was like, I would have helped him, but I didn't find out until too late, and whatever. Love you, Jim. See you tomorrow night.
No, it's a lie if you think he was lying. He was not lying about that.
Single parents are welcome. If you live in New Jersey,
so nobody calls the show anymore.
No, nobody knows the number.
Yes. And I forbid the telling of it because it's too much like protocol.
You're listening to Hell in Heaven.
There we go.
Yeah. Why do you hate radio?
Oh, gee.
It's the Kill K-Rob tone. You're listening to Radio Valencia.
He's not coming back.
Rob tonight.
Yeah.
That was the, when I had that moon-shaped head.
Exactly. And that rocket kept flying into it.
Because it kind of screws up the show. And that would be K-Rob tonight, or Krob tonight.
K-Rob tonight. Is that the name of the show now?
Yeah,
K-Rob
on,
tonight?
It's on at 12:30. We're going to hang around and see.
K-Rob tonight! Yeah, that's why I do my Tom Waits.
The Black Rob.
I think that's probably your best approach. You
the
know,
Ray-Bans, the
when
moon
when
face.
You chop the show around.
And there's Gay Rob for those
drive through.
Gay Rob is after Gay Rob?
No, it's not a. That's just for the sales marketing.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so we get that.
It's a marketing angle. It's not a recurring character on the Gay Rob show. Gay Rob.
Yeah, the crop tonight is just like. It's kind of like Jimmy Carson, but not.
I'm afraid I fell asleep.
Uh-oh, time for the movie to start. See, when I was growing up, they had the good old National Anthem.
Yeah, the static.
And you had to stand there as if your country were sinking.
Just like Bob is doing, standing proudly and patriotic.
Standing up for my National Anthem. No, I'm standing up to... I'm sitting on kind of a semi-hard office chair.
Wow.
Of course you are. This is America.
Yeah.
Right, I am. This is what could be more American than having a sore ass from sitting in an office chair. Hours and hours and hours staring at the screen, wishing you could go home.
Did
you have to stare at the computer screen some more?
Did you have to sit at work today or something?
Oh, no, today I built
a show. And who cares?
Thanks for your help, Puzzling Evidence.
Puzzling. Yeah, okay.
We're there now.
Bonus Baron of Canning
a certain way of making a movie or a certain form of movie. It didn't happen.
exists only sort of as a matter of its own weight.
Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall. You will hear bows that you never heard in your life.
Bakersfield, California.
I promised I'd come back and help you. See, I always keep my promises. Can I stay here with you? No, honey, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. There's nothing I can do about that.
Boy.
coming downstream with the
Karen Carpenter's going to jump.
Should we stop her or just so. Watch?
Inflate the anti-suicide radio balloons. Storytellers will cushion your blow airbag.
The real story is so much more disappointing.
I heard cries of jovial.
What do you call it? Jovial tea?
People all excited about being out
Jovial
on
teens.
A Wednesday night.
Jovial?
Yeah, they were all, hooray.
Jovial team.
Hooray, we're young. Jovial team. Let's have some more.
Some out there?
Yeah, I went to look and they were all gone. They had walked around the corner.
Poof, gone.
Edward? Yeah, that's what it's like here at Radio Wednesday. They're on a corner.
While you were sailing? Don't hide, sweetie, please. Edward, is that you? Don't be afraid.
Trust the mood, man.
Yeah, we don't need that anymore.
Oh, there goes her mood.
Hang on.
No, I'm not.
I hope I'm not playing
to die. My course is success in such a real estate.
Yeah, I think he had me turned down, right? So,
I hope so.
What is it? Device.
Who cares?
Device 13,000.
Yeah, it's device square root of pi. It's really obscure. I don't think you've heard of it.
Not we. We're the menace from outer space, man.
Yeah. I'm saving my battery for porn. I'm done with you guys.
Yeah, my battery just died a month. Thank you.
What, you're certain? What, one thing is down? So what? Yeah. Don't you have 14 more?
Yeah, this is like the Bismarck in the final hours.
Can't just scare it.
Yeah.
Tarkita. Don't they have a bunch? Did you look and see if they have maybe
it goes into
boards
in there, but there isn't one.
Yeah, it gives you the rotten apple look.
With the pouty face.
At 6 this morning, skid marks appear to match the tire tracks from Reno.
Yeah.
It looks like he scraped the rail, lost some paint too.
The skid marks.
Well, once upon a time, this was Nose Hair Linkland, but thanks, K-Rob, you did it again. You made it your show. It's always about you. Now I can talk directly to you.
I just take that show and I grab it.
After 1 a.m., I can just say, okay. Never thought K-Rob and I would fight so much, but here we are.
Yeah. No. Ne'er an eye contact deal.
Are you now? Or have you never been?
I wonder how K-Rob would feel if I decided to take this podcast for my own and not credit him when I put it up on the Nose Hair Linkland podcast website.
I'm all about the credit. I'm like Dustin Hoffman and Wag the Dog. It's like, I'll die for it.
Yeah.
I'll just be like right in the...
You'll method die for it.
Method. Mr. Robinson, you can't kill me with that.
Find Vitelli.
This arcade is really clean.
Yeah, it's got Xbox.
Wow. Play a long time on a quarter.
He was being blowed up.
We took in a lot of inventory today. If something got mixed in, we'll be sure to hand it back. But I don't think we're your men. Let me check through the cargo. Is it marked at all?
I think twice about playing games with me in there, mister. I will blow you to pieces.
You do that, your precious crate gonna be in bitty shards now.
Vector shards.
Best kind. Okay, let's,
Really?
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Now, wow. Restart the show.
We hired these guys to clean out for us?
Yep, now it's a puzzling evidence thing.
Damn it.
All right. He just took it, just like
so
that.
So harsh.
I'll kick it back over to you. There we go. La, 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 la.
Take
okay.
Four red capsules.
Very firm in your
motherless, and then it goes into we have an incoming Alliance cruiser bearing down on us.
Where did all the drones go?
They went to KPFA 94.1.
This Apollo Satellite Control, we just passed the 2 hour 20.
The Apollo Command Center is over at KPFB 89.3.
Well, thanks to Lies for providing that
yes,
bit
indeed.
Of technical.
I hope he didn't stay up. He's really old.
Well,
but he owns KFCF in Fresno.
Yes, he can do the playback.
Nobody owns 97.5 K24 APR Santa Cruz.
I own Relodio.
Sorry.
Free and clear.
And, of course,
on the air,
it's online at www.kpfa.org as well. What's so good about it? That's all right. There. It's going to be all right.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Well, we came down here for the parade, but we got kind of turned around, and now I'm not sure what's the next order.
Los Angeles.
I'm next.
Use luscious creamy root beer float. Well, if you haven't tried one with mug root beer.
You're talking in the library.
Root beer flavored barrels. Yankee Doodles or Devil Dogs.
In a movie theater.
Banana Babies. It's a jujubes. It's passing down here.
Sometimes,
like
there's
to put
no one
the
around to
milk duds
in
the popcorn.
Quiet.
Blast you through the second feature. And hundreds of thousands licking fingers.
What do you say? You want to be the prettiest, sunniest blonde in town?
The prettiest blob in town is right here in this movie theater. I actually, a few seats down.
Do you want to get high?
Falls asleep during the movie. Whistle Down the Wind, starring Haley Mills.
What?
She's with them.
Them? Not an alien race bent on intergalactic domination.
Well, how do you know that? Do you have proof?
No, but you're right. Maybe I should check the grounds. Perhaps there's some sort of portal somewhere in the
Maybe you should look up intergalactic and realize you don't know what you're talking about.
He's my brother, man.
He ain't heavy.
I love that guy.
You'll just love him.
Oh. Okay. Gross.
That's right, kids. Stay tuned for more cartoon fun.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother.
Can you spare a bit of cutter, me brother?
Hey, brother.
Pity a poor English seaman wounded in the war. Anything at all you can do to help.
Hey, brother.
I'm talking to you. Dip that well-manicured hand down in your pocket and
hey,
pull
brother.
Out a single sovereign. Her Majesty... Green Mary.
Hey, brother.
William of Orange.
Hey, brother.
Brought over from the Netherlands. But the royal succession rests for the time being in...
Hey, brother.
Queen Mary. Even though the health of the royal consort is and remains in doubt.
Hey, brother.
Queen Anne will be the successor to the throne of England. With or without the blessing of Parliament. On the continent, the forces of Louis the 14th have been defeated. The gains made only in the last 10 years, all negated by the Anglo-Dutch alliance. Under the command of Supreme Warlord, the Duke of Marlborough, John Churchill.
Declaramos que nuestro respeto de los derechos humanos y de las libertades fundamentales es irrelevante.
To be very, very quiet.
In a way, I do think of myself as European.
But I can't say that on the tape.
My celebration of their qualities.
Sometimes,
the vicarious
you need to be quiet when you're alone.
Success. Be very quiet. I'm hunting for a whittle gray
no,
rabbit.
No, I'm just talking.
Thank you.
Like me.
I don't know what it, I don't know what it's going to be yet. I'm in the process of making it.
It's
that
all
fellow
like,
feeling
it's
a, is less enjoyable.
A little hard to process. I can't really get a handle on it.
I'm not sure. Perhaps it is the Eurodog within me.
It's the Eurodoggy diner leaving the company.
You better be quiet, extremely quiet, if you're going to be a peeping Tom. Because
I'm so
what
confused.
If they hurt?
Okay, just wait.
Beep.
So, yeah. Beep. Sorry, I was trying to fix the microphone.
Beep.
The fix is in. Microphone's 20, amplifier's 5. It's so quiet, you could hear a pin explode. Yes, I remember Adlestrop. The name. Because one afternoon of heat, the express train stopped there unwantedly. It was late June. The steam hissed. Someone cleared his throat. No one went and no one came on the bare platform. All I saw was Adlestrop. Only the name. Oh, must have passed out there.
It's 3 a.m.
Hey,
the
they're shooting
mountains.
At us.
What if she... What if I found out? Guess what, Tyler Down? I found out.
Oh,
my God. I just, like, I forgot I was talking.
I feel sorry for you, Tyler.
Well, I was just trying to keep things from getting all stirred up. Inevitably.
Are you alive?
That it would be found out sooner or later. What can I say?
Okay,
I,
thanks so much.
I'm guilty.
Okay,
guilty.
I do. Everyone else on these tapes makes sense. Just feel a little relieved, you know. They come off as liars or jerks.
The experimentation.
Insecure people lashing out at others, but...
The restless chemist, Sir Sidney Fudd, was to make his most appalling discovery.
Okay, so, you know, like, people jam, right? People jam.
Sounds your story?
Insanity.
Tyler? It's kind of creepy.
Tippecanoe.
I said this earlier in this recording. People jam.
People do.
Creativity.
There's people do all over this furniture. People jam, whatever you want to call it.
Are unrelenting.
He was a good marionette. Now he's passed on.
Why are you fellas recording this?
This too is being recorded. And everything's going fine. We
and
hope
I feel
you'll be
a little creepy telling it too. Why?
Tuning in and following
because
up.
Because I'm trying to get closer to you.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Everything's going fine.
I'm trying.
We're recording.
To understand the excitement of staring through someone's bedroom window.
stereo. Watching someone doesn't know they're being watched. Trying to catch him in the act of...
The Alfred Hatch plot.
Everything's show. Going fine.
Who are you trying to catch me in the act of, Tyler?
Recording.
Are you disappointed or pleasantly surprised?
Everything's going fine.
Okay. A show of hands, please. Who knows?
West of the Alleghenies, President Tyler sees plenty of room to expand into the new world.
Everything's going fine.
There'll be a fireworks display after dark on the peninsula.
They get stoned and then they just jam, but a jam never gets anywhere. And it doesn't come anything real. It's not tangible. It's not something anyone can ever remember.
More jam. Spreadable fruit for your crouton. Fire a crouton torpedo across their bow if they're not paying attention.
An ad appeared in Southern California newspapers announcing California Jam.
Too much jam can keep the vacuum cleaner from operating. Time to change the old baggerino. It's a simple process. You find the zipper up here at the top.
What's
and
that?
pull firmly. Oh my
jam.
God. Look what's in here.
Jam!
Oh, it's the
jam.
Whole bag is full of jam.
And that's A4 on your maps.
It's not like any jam I know.
German jam.
Jambo means hello.
Tyler's not home right now.
In a happy,
but his parents are, and
kind
I really hope
of
they don't come outside.
Fortunately, Jambo, you say
there's a
Jambo.
Tall, thick bush just below his window, similar to my own window. So I'm feeling pretty safe.
Just watch a little bit of this on television.
It's and you open the door and you step inside.
It's
we're inside our hearts. Now imagine your name is a white ball of healing light.
You open this door with the key to imagination.
I appreciate very much, so thank you, Tyler. Thanks for making this easy.
Making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them.
I'll wait lights on so I can see it pretty well.
It's a terrible thing for our country.
Exactly.
Good to the last drop.
What I expected. There's a bunch of camera equipment lying around.
New Ersatz Brothers Coffee.
Tyler.
Thing for our country.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't what
they can't do any work. They're frozen. The Democrats are going to lose the election. Nobody wants to do it. That's why they're doing it.
I'm a student life photographer. And I'm sure that's why your parents were fine spending that kind of cash.
Everything
but is that
to do
the only way you use this stuff?
Everything is
really? Candid shots of the student body?
Everything you know is...
Yes. Candid shots of the student body.
I am the chosen one.
The Climate Control Council kids are on Market Street. Standing in front of cable cars, protesting by stopping traffic. And it's a well-behaved crowd of youngsters waiting until the Earth's temperature goes down by 2 degrees to disperse this big demonstration in beautiful weather. Under a clear sky.
Sir? Sir? Excuse me.
I'm kind of doing a broadcast here.
Courtney Crimson. What a pretty name. And yes, a very pretty girl as well.
No.
Pretty hair, pretty smile, perfect skin. And you're also very nice. Everyone says so.
No.
Yes, Courtney, you're sweet to everyone you meet in the halls. You're sweet to everyone as they walk with you to your car after school. You're definitely one of the most popular girls in school.
What's her phone number?
Time as we know it takes on a whole new meaning.
We're going to pray for Donald Trump today.
Now I know.
When I resemble her to thee, how sweet and fair thou seemst to be. Tell her that's young.
Rob, I'm gonna need some help in there.
And shuns to have her grace's spy.
I'm sorry to put you through all this.
That hadst thou sprung in deserts where no men abide, thou shouldst have unremembered died. Small is the worth of beauty from the light retired. Bid her come forth, suffer herself to be desired, and not blush so to be admired.
Sam.
Hubba, hubba. Then die, that she the common fate of all things rare may read in thee. How small a part of time they share that are so wondrous, sweet, and fair. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We have one more player on the program. Let's bring him out now. Capitol Hill, they call him the Living Icicle.
And you are just so sweet, right?
John Maynard Candy.
Wrong.
The sugary senator will speak. Oh, just a moment, I'm getting something.
God wanted Donald Trump to become president.
Well, that's
so let's put on a show here.
We've got Mickey Rooney.
What kind of show?
Judy Garland waiting in the barn.
Oh, a good one.
Somebody open a window.
Hello there, all of you nice people in St. Louis.
And they came from across the American plain.
Yes, my dear listeners, Courtney is nice to whomever she comes in contact with or whomever
the
she's
Jesus
talking
Express.
To. And yet, ask yourselves, is it all a show?
Those big wheels are rolling down the track. We make America big again. Blow that whistle. Get those hobos off the track. Big Jesus is rolling through.
That's why he's there.
This man is in the White House because God wants him there.
I am joking.
That's right.
As I stand before you today, I see the greatest president in history.
I think it is. Now let me tell you why.
Herr Donald Trump.
First off, to everyone listening, I doubt Tyler will let you see the pictures he took of me giving Courtney a back hug.
Resident Tyler had nothing to say in response to the allegations. A blanket denial from the White House. The response of this president was to deny that anything improper had ever happened and to blame the other party or the intransigence of elected officials.
We've done so many things that are so incredible with tax cuts and regulation. And I have to put up with Adam Schiff on an absolutely perfect phone call.
The president had some caustic commentary for his political opponent.
That cheeseburger you do not want.
If you have seen those pictures, lucky you.
To the new president of Ukraine, that was a perfect call. But Adam Schiff doesn't talk about Joe Biden and his son walking away with millions of dollars from Ukraine.
I'm sure they're very sexy.
It's a real nothing burger, according to the Republican National Convention. With mayonnaise, pickle relish, tomato ketchup.
But as you now know,
onions, iceberg lettuce, two layers of cheese.
They're also very posed.
And a highly radioactive center. The horse-drawn caissons now slowly moving
what
away.
What these guys are doing, Democrats are doing to this country, is a disgrace.
Pull up your pants.
Of course he is. He was chosen by God.
And it shouldn't be allowed.
God sees everything.
There should be a way of stopping it, maybe legally through the courts, but they're going to tie up our country. We can't talk about gun regulation.
Posed.
We can't talk
what
about
an interesting word
anything.
To sum up Courtney's tale. Because when you're posed, you know someone's watching.
Give a listen.
You put on your very best smile. You let your sweetest personality shine.
Gee, that was a great concert.
Nancy Pelosi has been hijacked.
This whole floor.
Do you know that not everything that you hear is what really is?
We're taking the Senate and the House to Cuba. Long live the revolution. Set her down here.
Oh, you do arouse
nice
the
school.
Pain.
People are always watching, so there's always
me.
A reason to pose.
I go as limp as an angel.
I don't think you do this intentionally, Courtney.
You know, my people are funny.
That's why I put you on these tapes, to
funny
let you
looking,
know that what
is.
You do affects others.
Utterly beautiful. Well, we've milked that one for all of us.
The tapes and the way of the various tapes.
These tapes are from the Library of Congress and Nicholas Cage.
Instrumented to the best of our ability, and we do hope that we have all of the information necessary. It's difficult to say whether you lost any data bits. At this point in time, we haven't seen anything.
More specifically, it affected me.
That wouldn't stop these fiends.
We do have questions. Stand by, please.
Unless they have the intelligence to cut the wires. Professor, the evil is all in your mind. You're a very sick man.
Courtney Crimson.
Look at that mess. All
well, it ties up with what Dr. Warren explained to us, sir.
Raw
the
head.
The theme sounds almost too
bloody
harsh.
Bones.
Look carefully.
Tax cuts and regulations.
It's
and I
horrible.
Have to put up with horrible. Adam Schiff on a on an absolutely perfect phone call.
Tom Ketton around here.
Crimson. The theme sounds almost too perfect. And as I said, you look perfect too.
To the new president of Ukraine, that was a perfect call.
Well, at least they're mortal.
The only thing left
is to be perefect. So
but
that's
Adam
where I gave
Schiff
you credit.
Doesn't talk you about Joe Biden and his son walking away with millions of dollars from Ukraine. What these guys are doing, Democrats, are doing to this country is a disgrace. And it shouldn't be allowed. There should be a way of stopping it. Maybe legally through the courts, but they're going to tie up our country. We can't talk about gun regulation.
And my
we can't talk about anything. And then
my thought was free.
Could have taken the bitch route and still had all the friends and boyfriends you could handle.
Free to turn the page of a book.
Where are you? Evans! Evans!
Tastes like wild hickory nuts. Ewell Gibbons.
But instead you took the sweet route. So,
Now, my sweet, let's see what's on the other side. These large primates are in the Gibbons family. Gibbons, this day our daily bread.
Where are you?
Where are you, Joe DiMaggio?
Where the heck are you?
A nation turns its sweaty eyes to you. A giant Gila monster, 600 tons of reptilian terror. Giant Gila monster, foot. Giant spider, ha!
So everyone would like you and not a soul would hate you.
But Sheriff, there isn't much time. Notify the state police.
Let me be very clear.
Are you crazy?
I do not hate you, Courtney. In fact, I don't even dislike you. But for a time, I thought you and I were becoming friends.
A hairy mass of crawling black horror sweeping inexorably forward.
Holding the fort down, are you, by all yourself?
That spider was perfectly fine before some egghead let it out.
Well, I've a hearing problem. I have to admit, I'm hearing all of this bizarre stuff.
You must be hearing things.
I can't seem to make it go away.
Make the spider go away.
What is a hearing aid?
Well, it's about...
It turns out, you are just grooming me to be another tally mark under people who think Courtney Crimson is a really neat girl.
Yeah, she's really neat. That was a great concert. But if they think I'm going to clean up this mess, they've got another thing coming.
Another guaranteed vote for most liked in the senior yearbook.
Guaranteed.
And once you did it to me, and I realized it, I watched you do it to others.
Never.
Would you sign my yearbook,
now
please?
Now he's talking already, Daryl. Those poor little...
Roses are red, my dear. Violets are blue.
It was huge.
Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
Hi.
So I walked into Rosie's and sat at the counter.
Hello? Does anybody speak English here?
Nancy Pelosi has been hijacked.
We're going to Cuba.
By the radical left, and everybody knows it. Thank you.
All right, simmer down.
And when you go there, if you go there, don't order right away. Just sit and wait.
I'll sit.
And wait a little more.
I'll sit on a Castro convertible.
I am the joke.
do you know that not everything that you hear
are people wondering is why you're wrong. Sitting there alone?
Is what really is.
Was this
and
some...
who said that romance was dead?
A nightmare of entanglement.
These two are a hot ticket.
Some of you need your eyes open concerning what God's doing with this administration.
Trump's the best president for Israel in the history of the world. And the Jewish people love him like he's the king of Israel.
I'm sorry if this sounds pathetic, but you know it's true.
Another eyeball, and he's lost an eyeball.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out.
You've never gone there by yourself, have you?
On radio.
It's a totally different experience.
What a match!
And deep down, you know the reason you've never gone alone is the reason I just explained. But if you do go, and you don't order anything, everyone's going to think the same thing about you that they thought about me.
Lime Willie,
I'll have a
he's the
double
best.
Thick triple flip shake with bananas.
In fact, he had another WTNT hit.
No, make it a chocolate.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I was hoping that you'd call.
You were?
Yeah.
That you're waiting for someone.
Well, I'm glad I called.
So sit there.
Is this supposed to be your little waiting room here?
This one talked about how today's existing networks need to be improved and upgraded.
And every few minutes, glance at the clock on the wall.
No match.
Yeah!
The longer you wait, and this is true, the slower the hands will move.
The slow,
and
slugging.
How do companies that rely on fiber networks improve them?
More fiber in the diet, more ease in digestion.
Okay.
Here in the presidential bunker, life is...
Love him like he's the second coming of God.
The presidential tanning booth. And these are the eye cups the president uses.
When 15 minutes are up, you have my permission to order a shake.
During the tanning process...
He seems to enjoy having people pray for him.
We're bringing a special milkshake down the corridor now for the presidential relaxation. This is a carefully guarded formula. They say this drink...
Because 15 minutes... is 10 minutes longer than it should take even the slowest person to walk there from school.
A secret ingredient.
Services by switching transport access value-added services.
Somebody isn't coming. Now, if you need a recommendation, you can't go wrong with the banana and peanut butter shake. Then keep waiting however long it takes to finish your shake. If 30 minutes go by, start digging in with your spoon so you can get the hell out of there. That's what I did.
Miss, there's something wrong with my sheet.
30 minutes is a long time to wait for a Valentine.
I think there's something the matter with this milkshake.
Dying state.
By switching transport, access, value-added services.
I ordered a banana supreme here. Not supposed to be any
especially
chocolate
inside
in here.
Rosie's diner by yourself. It also gives you plenty of time to wonder what happened. Did he forget? Because he seems sincere. I mean, even the cheerleader thought he meant it right. Calm down, Hannah. That's what I kept telling myself. You're not setting yourself up for a fall. Calm down. Does that sound familiar to anyone else? Isn't that how I convinced myself not to pull my survey out of the box? Okay, stop. Those were the thoughts running through my head after waiting 30 minutes for Marcus to show up.
Marcus Aurelius Antoninus, Emperor of Rome.
Hey, Rosie.
Hi, Squares.
The Emperor is on the northern frontier, inspecting the fortifications.
Which probably didn't look good for when he finally did show up.
The big push against the German barbarian tribes is going to begin. 62 of the Emperor's legions, including the 10th legion.
Hey, Rosie!
Hi, Squares!
The plan is to use an encircling movement.
And when I started seeing these pictures that were on YouTube of Christian leaders reaching out their hand and praying for him, I'm
falling back on the strength of the Roman phalanx.
Flabbergasted, I mean.
Ballista men on either side.
He sat down in the stool next to me and apologized. I told him that I'd almost given up and left.
And a signal from the
centurion. And apologized again.
The archers release a hail of arrows.
All good, a new step.
And step by step, the spearmen move in. Moving in machine-like synchronization. Nothing can stop this wall of military force. What a magnificent sight.
I've got something quicker. Bounty. It gets filled before they get away. Yep. Wait.
That was fast.
Bounty's a quicker pickle-up.
But in his mind, he wasn't late. He wasn't sure I would even be there.
I want a milkshake. I want a milkshake. I want a milkshake. I want a milkshake.
I'm not going to hold that against him. Apparently, he thought we were joking about the date, or he assumed we were joking about the date. But halfway home, he stopped, thought about it, and headed to Rosie's just in case.
Miss, I think this isn't my order. This is the wrong milkshake.
Why you're on this tape, Marcus. You turned around just in case. Just in case I, Hannah Baker, Miss Reputation, was waiting for you. Sadly, I was. At the time, I thought it might be fun. At the time, I was stupid.
Like Ed Holmes or...
my paper bag notes of encouragement.
How to make a milkshake.
How indeed, there are so many ways to create a delicious milkshake. Start with a quart.
How to make a milkshake.
Whole milk.
Forget the smoothies, granitas, cool lattes and other frozen imitators. There's nothing that satisfies your sweet tooth like a good old-fashioned milkshake.
The Domestic Geek has reached 20,000 subscribers.
Chocolate, strawberry or... Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Butter pretzel milkshake and, finally, a beautiful birthday cake milkshake.
Because
this is my birthday.
Just to grind up the candles in it.
Attention, chocolate lovers.
Chocolate.
So what tipped me off?
And a whole
it's simple,
lot
really. Everyone else was getting notes.
I really
everyone.
Ticked off.
Strawberry ice cream was currently wanting to melt. A lot.
To that, we're going to add a
anytime someone even got a haircut, they got a bunch of notes.
And a little bit of strawberry jam.
There were people in that class I considered friends who would have put something in my bag after I chopped up most of my
meat. Yeah, a scoop of cinnamon. Have you got a doggy ice cream bag? My dog loves it. Every bit of ice cream that falls from the scoop.
My milkshake brings all the boys in the yard.
Hair. Come to think of it, I cut my hair the very day Marcus Cooley and I met at Rosie's.
Over a milkshake.
The Shakes. The Shakes.
A few years ago, the idea of a multi-day milkshake festival on the grounds of the Oakland Coliseum would have seemed inconceivable. The Rolling Licorice Milkshake Thunder Review changed that. This is a long line of people waiting.
Wow, that's weird. All those warning signs they tell us to watch out for?
To get to the bathroom.
They're true.
There's some problem with the milkshake itself.
I went straight from Rosie's to get my haircut.
Billed as the world's biggest milkshake hip-hop festival, the event has rapidly expanded into several other cities since its launch right here in the Bay Area. These days, to be with it is to have a tall milkshake in hand. And the flavors wouldn't be recognized by grandpa's.
I needed a change.
There's okra, avocado, beefsteak, and sea urchin.
Just like they said.
They provide their own entertainment.
Yeah.
Nescafé.
It's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours.
Amazing. Maybe it didn't seem like a big deal to you, Zach. But now I hope you understand. My world was collapsing. I needed those notes. I needed any hope those notes might have offered.
Rosie was the queen of the silver spur canteen, sweetheart of the man who laid the rail. They said that she was half pony, but it mattered not to me. For her embrace I traveled many trails.
We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate life for me. We extort, we plunder, we bilge and sack. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Marauding the vessel and even hijacked. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Hi, Jack.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate life for me. We kindle and tar and flame and ignite. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Burn up the city, we're really upright. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
And you? You took that hope away. You decided I didn't deserve to have it. So, Zach, how many notes did you take? I hope so. At least someone should know what people really think of me.
Frankly, the reviews aren't good. It's time to start over again. Start at the bottom, work your way to the top. Get in on the ground floor. Step up to big pay. Make money overnight in your pajamas. Hello.
We've got that too.
This is Floyd C. Ruppluggle, Jr.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
All of our loyal listeners who continue
to bring you song and dance,
you gotta take
when I come home and it's got to be well. Mama's waiting up to give me well.
Would you like to hear the last poem I wrote before quitting poetry?
Warm it up, la 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 la. My milkshake brings all the boys in the yard, and their life is better than yours.
She gets what you gotta say. She gets what you gotta say. She gets what you gotta say. Her feet start to tremble and she shakes her fist.
Before quitting poetry for good. No? Fine. But you've already read it. It's very popular in our school.
Enjoy this.
Some of you may recall it now. Not word for word, but you know what I'm talking about. The Lost and Found Gazette. Ryan's semi-annual collection of items found lying around campus. Like a love letter tossed under a desk, never discovered by its intended love. If Ryan found it, he'd scratch out the giveaway names and scan it for use in his upcoming gazette. Photographs that fell out of binders, he scanned them too. History notes covered in doodles by an extremely bored student, he scanned them. Some people may wonder how Ryan found so many interesting items to scan. Did he really find them at all? Or did he steal them?
Love letter straight from your heart.
Can you say hi to the people? Say hi right here.
Keep us so near.
Say hi.
Say hello, my beautiful, gorgeous boy.
Say hi.
Hello.
I'm
Hello.
Not alone.
So this is Tika, Alice, Zoe, Brooke, Kenji, Maya, Cricket,
Sunrise,
Coco,
Minnie,
Trixie,
Dallas,
Appa,
Jake,
Rocco,
Martin,
Prince,
Mushki,
Toby,
Charlie,
Teddy,
Bella,
Chanel.
She is a Yorkie or a Yorkshire Terrier,
Poodle, and Bichon Frise,
Russian Blue,
Bengal Cat, Miniature Schnauzer,
Pomeranian,
Himalayan,
Lab Mix,
Pug and Beagle Mix,
Maltese Terrier,
English Cocker Spaniel,
French Bulldog,
Pitbull,
Tabby,
Labrador,
Shih Tzu,
Golden Retriever,
Chihuahua.
Look at the camera.
That you saw.
You're not even looking at the camera. You camera shy? Are you camera shy?
This is a camera shy.
Bailey, look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
No, say hi. Look at the face.
So cute.
So cute.
So this little baby, my furry baby.
It's my baby. It's my fur baby.
Bella, Charlie,
Teddy.
I think of her as like,
almost like my child.
My honey
boo boo child.
He's our first
boy.
Girl.
She's my daughter.
She's my baby.
And I kiss the lady.
I love her so much.
I asked him that very question after one of our poetry meetings, and he swore that everything he printed was fucking pure.
Oh my god.
Sure, that makes
you good.
Wow. I love you,
Nuki. Really, pushing me over the edge these days, sweet baby.
Sometimes he admitted people did slip items they found into his locker. Those he said he couldn't vouch for 100%. That's why he scratched out names and phone numbers. And photographs, as a rule, couldn't be too embarrassing. He'd gather 5 or 6 pages of good, quirky material and print up 50 copies. Then he'd staple them together and drop them off at random places throughout school. Restrooms, locker rooms, on the track. Never in the same spot, he told me. He thought it was fitting for people to stumble across his magazine of stumbled across items.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
The tone of the show is so well established that it allows the show to go to places that in other shows would be absolutely impossible.
So where's that coffee you promised me?
That's funny. You're funny. And that's hideous. I don't want it.
Shut up and get over here.
Here is the entire universe, and here is me.
You had to go back to your room and get some sleep.
I'm alone with you now.
Stars in the sky, the moon on high, they're great for you and me because they're free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone.
This has been the Puzzling Evidence Show here on KPFA 94.1. Please stay tuned for Rising Up with Sonali.
The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours,
yes,
they're mine.
The folks.